Now let's look at this, and I'm reading now, beginning with verse 1 of the 18th chapter of Leviticus. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments, and keep mine ordinances, to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Now, let's look at this for a moment, because this is very important to see. And the reason God now is going to deal with this, he says, you come out of Egypt, and they broke all the commandments down there. They didn't have them, but they were doing the things that the commandments forbid. And you're getting ready to go into the land of Canaan. So many people think when the children of Israel got out of Egypt and went into the promised land that it was all milk and honey. It wasn't. There were some other things there. And there were some Canaanites there. And God saw that they were caught, as we would say today, using the common colloquialism of the day, they were caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. Or between a rock and a hard place. The Egyptians back up and the Canaanites ahead of them. And both of them grossly immoral. Why, friends, we call it a sexual revolution. May I say to you, this was just doing the same old thing in the land of Egypt, or shall we say, doing what comes naturally. Now, with that in mind, will you notice that in these first five verses, God says, I am the Lord your God. Then he says, I am the Lord. All right, where is that skeptic that said, who makes the rules? God says, he makes the rules. Somebody says, well, I don't want to follow them. Fine. God still makes the rules. And breaking the Ten Commandments is wrong because God says it's wrong. And that ought to be enough to satisfy the heart of the child of God. Now, the skeptic could not be satisfied with any argument because he intends to make his own rules as he's his own God. And by the way, if you can create a universe, I would think you'd have to have a whole planetary system. You'd need a sun and a moon and a few stars. And if you can make that, then you make your own Ten Commandments. But long as you're living in God's world, breathing His air, using His sunshine, drinking His water, walking on His earth, and you're not paying rent, He says you're going to find out these are the things that I command. And if you break them, you'll pay. And my friend, you'll pay. You may not be arrested by the local police. In fact, the matter is they won't arrest you, but you see, you're going to have to stand before him someday. Then he gives a second reason for following God's rules. Now, over in Leviticus 20, at the end of this section, verse 26, listen to him. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and have severed you from other people that ye should be mine. Now, God demands that his people be holy. Purity in all life situations is the command of God. And the child of God is not under the Mosaic system as a way of life. But these regulations are still binding upon his daily life. Now listen to what Paul says in the epistles. The things that God says are immoral in the Ten Commandments, God still says they're immoral. He hasn't changed on that. Listen to this. 1 Thessalonians 4, 5, and 7. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such. as we also have forewarned you and testified, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. That's Paul to the Thessalonians, and by the way, it's to you, if you're a child of God. And then over in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 17 and 19. Now listen to Paul. He's speaking to you and me. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. I could give more quotations. 1 Corinthians, 2 Peter. These are things that the child of God in any age is called to live a holy life. Know ye not that you're the temple of God, the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Now, God's calling us to holiness. As a friend of mine who's quite a wag, as a preacher, said to me, he says, why, even the holiness people are not emphasizing holiness today. Well, I don't know whether they are or not, but somebody needs to emphasize holiness. God asks you to be holy. Then there's another great truth here that I don't want you to miss, friends, and it's this. Because right now, great many say, if you're going to reach this crowd, you've got to go down and live with them. You've got to go down and be like they are. You've got to go down and just be among them. I don't want to call names, but a famous evangelist went down on the beach to be among them, and he walked on the streets of New York City to be among them. He didn't reach them. And today there are several organizations that have gone down and tried to be like them. And you want to know something? They are like them. And the crowd down there is not like holy people either. May I say to you, God's called us to holiness. And England was a pretty wicked place. But you remember that John Wesley's followers were called holy people. In fact, they were called Methodists because of the fact their methods were different than that of the world. Now, will you notice as we move in here that God says, I am Jehovah. Somebody says, I'm not a Christian. I'm not interested. May I say to you, he's declaring his sovereignty. I said a moment ago, you've been breathing his air. Make your own, friends. Make your own universe. Then you make your own Ten Commandments. Well, he's running this one. And then he says, I am your God. And if you're reconciled to God, you'll want to please him. And the child of God today is to be filled with the Spirit, that he might not live this kind of a life.